I love days like today. It's going to be a hot one out there, and it just makes me think about my grandfather, because on days like this, when they get up in the 90s and you knew it was going to be hot, he would just want to go out in the backyard and find the tree and just sit under the tree, sit in the shade with a cold glass of water, and he'd be there all day, just because back in his day, he didn't grow up with air conditioning like we did. Amen. So when it got hot in his day, you just found some shade. Amen. And you just enjoyed the breeze. Amen. So we just thank God. And don't get me wrong, I love air conditioning. Amen. I thank God that Willis Carrier had it in him to, you know, invent air conditioning so that we have a choice. Amen. We have an option. Amen. But there's nothing like being outside and just enjoying the breeze, enjoying God's creation. Amen. Just looking at the trees and just watching them blow and just realizing our God said, let this be, and it is. Amen. So it's just wonderful. I just thank God for all of you, our church family. Amen. And it's always a blessing to see everyone each week. And we thank God that we have this house that God has given us to come and be ourselves. Amen. Like Camille was saying, just be ourselves. Just be true. Amen. Be open. Be vulnerable. Amen. History tells us that in the summer of 1776, the Second Continental Congress was meeting in Philadelphia at the Pennsylvania State House, later called Independence Hall. On June 7th, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia stood and read his resolution, resolved that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. The die was cast, and on June 11th, 1776, a committee was formed with the express purpose of drafting a document that would formally sever the ties of the colonies with Great Britain. The committee included Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, John Adams of Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingstone of New York. On July 1st, Congress reconvened, and the following day, the Lee Resolution for Independence was adopted by 12 of the 13 colonies. Immediately, Congress began to consider the declaration drawn up by the committee. Then, late in the afternoon of July 4th, 1776, the document known as the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted as church bells rang out over Philadelphia. On August 2nd, the Declaration of Independence, written on a sheet of parchment measuring 24.5 by 29.75 inches, was signed by all the delegates in attendance, the first being John Hancock, the President of the Congress. He used a bold signature centered below the text and in accordance to the prevailing custom. The other delegates began to sign at the right below the text, their signatures arranged according to the geographical location of the states they represented. New Hampshire, the northernmost state, began the list, and Georgia, the southernmost state, ended it. That document, the Declaration of Independence, has become one of our nation's most cherished symbols of freedom and liberty. Amen. And I said all that because we're getting ready this coming week to celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July. Amen? And it's a time when many will get the grills out and barbecue, get together with family and friends, shoot off fireworks, do all these different things to celebrate the holiday, the 4th of July, Independence Day. Amen? And the reason why I bring that up is because of something that Brother Fred said last week in his sermon that really spoke to me, because, you know, one thing I hope and I pray that people will always feel when they come into this church is that they are free. Amen? And you know, they signed that declaration in 1776, but in my mind, in 1865, when they abolished slavery, that's when everybody was free. Amen? That's when everybody was free. And I guess because I've experienced it myself throughout the years, but many churches, and you know, I'm sure they have the right intentions. I'm sure they don't mean to, but many times when you go to churches, they bind the churchgoers, they bind the flock, and they do so by preaching, I don't know, rules and regulations, if you will. Amen? You know, there's some places, Sister Vicki, if they heard your testimony today, they would have all came up here and been praying that out of you until, you know, and that's fine, you know, but we need to be free to be vulnerable, say, hey, I'm struggling with this, and not feel bad, because we're all struggling with things. Many of us don't tell what we're struggling with. Amen? So no one's better than anybody else. All of us have issues. All of us have things that we struggle with. But when we're able to do that, when we're free enough to do that amongst, that's where the blessing is. Amen? And, you know, I want to go back and read what Brother Fred was talking about last week in chapter 8 of John, the 31st through the 36th verses. And it says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, and they said, we are Abraham's descendants. And like Brother Fred was saying, they were appalled by what Jesus said, because they said, you know, like Brother Fred said, we're not slaves. What are you talking about, right? We've never been slaves in our life. And they answered him and said, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? And Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen? So we should always walk in liberty, in freedom. Amen? We should not be bound, especially in the house of the Lord. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, you're going to hear things, and you're going to say, ouch. You know, you're going to get caught in some things. We all do. Remember, the message comes to the messenger first and then out, right? So we all, and that's okay. When those times come, you just Acknowledge it, surrender it, and deal with it. Amen? But never should we be in Christ and be bound. There are so many people in churches, in Christ, walking bound. It's hard to get a smile out of them because they're carrying so much weight. Amen. I remember years and years and years ago when I first went to a holiness church, and, you know, you get saved, and then the next thing they say is you gotta tarry for the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so I didn't know any better. I'm just doing what they told me to do. So I go up there and I'm tarrying for the Holy Ghost. This is what you gotta do. This is what you gotta say. And I'm up there and I'm doing it. And you get, you know, you're sweating, you're slobbering, you're doing all this stuff. And then it doesn't, you know, if you didn't speak in tongues, then you didn't get it. You gotta go back to it. There must be something in you. You still, because God don't bless over mess. If there's something in you, there's gotta be something in you for the reason why you didn't get it yet. So go on back to your seat and come back next Sunday. You know, and what it does is it sets up, you know, you feel like I'm never gonna get it. And what it does is it causes you to look over and you're like, I'm never going to be completely right. I'm never going to be. That's why I'm here, by the way. Amen? If I had it all together, I probably wouldn't even walked in here. Amen? But I walked in here because I need some help. Amen? And I heard the message preached and I realized that, you know, I'm a sinner and that I need Jesus in my life and that's why I'm here. But now you all are binding me by the rules and the regulations. And, you know, many people look to that scripture that Paul gave, forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing on towards what's in front of you. Press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. Amen? And I think some people, I don't know, but you ever, you know, with kids or something, you say, you know, jump up and get this, and then they don't jump, and you just keep, you know, so they can't get it. God doesn't do that to us. Amen. God wants you to, he's giving it to you. He's not trying, you don't have to jump. He's not trying to pull it up higher for you to reach the mark. No, God is like, here, please, take it. Amen. But I think a lot of times we look at it like, I got to hit this mark. I gotta get myself together. I gotta get right so I can have the blessings of God. Well, if you understand that the price has already been paid. You think you still gotta pay. You think the bill is still on your tab and you still think they paid it for you. Jesus paid it for you, not they. Jesus paid it for you. Amen? Through his blood sacrifice, he gave his life. He took our sin upon him who knew no sin. So he took all of our sin, all of our junk, all of our stuff so that we can be free. Amen? I don't know about you, but being bound in any capacity is one of the worst things you could ever experience. Amen? Sometimes I see, you know, people in shackles and different things and different, and I'm like, oh, that must be so, could you imagine not being able to move like you want to move and do what you want to do? Sometimes we are bound by, you know, there's all kinds of things in life that bind us. Amen? Our mind sometimes binds us. Amen. The way we think binds us. Amen. Paul, in Philippians 3 and 4:14, Paul renounced his former life of earning salvation by works and discipline. He now lives by grace in the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. He has been called heavenward and stays focused in his determination to make it all the way till the end to receive his reward. There's going to be times in this walk when you are going to have to press your way. Amen? Sometimes it's not so easy to get here. Sometimes it's not so easy to stand on the word of God, to stand. You're going to have to press your way. But all you have to do is run the race. Amen? Stay in the race that God has given you. Amen? Don't compare yourself to others. Don't look at how fast she's running or how fast he's running, or maybe I'm not good enough or maybe I'm not fast enough. That's just the devil. Amen? You have a race to run, and just run your race. Stay in it. If you fall down, get up. You know, two things you're always going to have to do in this life is repent and forgive. Always. Amen? Because there's going to be times when you fall down and you're going to have to repent. And then there's going to be times when others do you wrong. And God forbid, you don't, you know, you call yourself not forgiving somebody. Amen? Somebody had to forgive you. Who do you think you are? Amen? But you see, you know, we talk about grace in this church, and a lot of churches, I think, and a lot of people are afraid to talk so much about grace because I think they believe that if you talk about grace, you're giving a person freedom to sin. Amen? But that's not it at all. The Bible even says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? And the answer is, God forbid. So some people think that if you give people freedom, if you give them liberty, if you give them grace, then they're going to mess it up. You're telling them they can sin. No. Because what happens is when you truly understand what grace is, when you truly understand the grace that God has given you, you know what happens? You don't want to sin. You really don't want to. It becomes, you're so thankful, so appreciative, so mind blown by the fact that God would forgive a sinner like me, a dirty, filthy, when you think about it, it's like, how could you do that, God? You become so thankful, so grateful, that all you want to do is please him. Not the opposite. Amen? Sometimes I feel like the more laws you have, the more crime you have. Amen? It happens from a child. Don't do this. Don't touch that. What do? They do this and they touch that. Amen? So I just want, you know, and again, it's like what you said last week that really stuck with me because in part, I've experienced it, and it's like the Pharisees were right in what they were trying to put forth. But what he said that really stuck with me last week was, but what they were putting forth was not giving life. It wasn't wrong. But it wasn't giving life. Amen? Jesus came that we might have what? Life. He doesn't want us to be bound. Amen? So, you know, that's why it's so important for us because, and like you said, when you do that and it's not given life, it's like putting a, what do they call that, a cloak? Millstone. That's pretty heavy, right? Imagine walking around with a millstone on your neck all the time. You know what I mean? And that's exactly that picture in my mind is exactly how I see many Christians today that go to this church, that church, and I might tell you know all this in there, and they're walking around like this, and yeah, every Sunday, every Thursday, every Sunday I'm there, this and that, and I go to the so-and-so church, and you know, you can't even get a smile at them because they're weighed down. They're weighed down with this millstone around their neck that they cannot accomplish. Amen? As much as they want to. I want to do, you remember when Paul was in chapter 7? I want to do right, but evil's ever present. Amen? I got a mind to do the right thing, but I keep messing up. Amen? It's just, without Christ, you can't get there. Amen. So instead, I don't ever want anybody that comes into this church to ever feel like they're not good enough, or they're not this enough, or they're not that, or I don't know enough of this, and I don't know enough of that, and they walk around without, because Jesus makes up the gap. Amen. Jesus makes up the difference. Amen. None of us are good enough. Amen? Some of us are blessed or gifted in different areas to do different things, but that doesn't mean we're any better than anybody else. We all bring something to the table. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all need His forgiveness. We all need His blessings. We're all standing on His promises, and His promises says we are free. Free. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is a gift that God gives us that we didn't deserve. Amen? So, when we do fall short, when we do miss the mark, instead of allowing the enemy to bind you in unforgiveness, bind you in sorrow, bind you to depression, bind you to the point where you're in a pity party and you feel so bad. Instead of that, we acknowledge where we fell short. We ask God to forgive us of our sin, and we get back up and we keep going in the race. Amen. Without condemnation. Amen. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation. We don't need to carry that around with us. Otherwise, we're saying Jesus didn't really do what we asked him to do. He wasn't able to free me because I'm still carrying it around. Amen? If you're still carrying it around, that's on you. That's on you. Sometimes it's not, God, will you take this from me? It's God saying to us, let it go. We're praying, God, take this from me. I just don't want this anymore. I'm thinking, God's saying, if you don't want it, let it go. Open up your hands. Let it go. You don't have to carry it. Amen? We hold on to things that we don't want to hold on to. We're burdened down by our past. We're burdened down by bad choices. We shouldn't be burdened down. We should just learn from them. Amen? Because we serve a God who is faithful. and just to forgive us of our sins. Amen? And he said, come unto me, all that labor, and I will give you rest. We don't have rest because we're carrying around too many burdens. And God has already forgiven you of those things. But you want to carry them around anyway. God says, let them go. Let them go. It's not your present. That's your past. Amen? Forgetting those things which are impressing, we're going forward now. Amen? As much as I would like to change some of the things I did in the past, I don't have that opportunity any longer. Amen? It's over. My only opportunity is right now, is today. Amen? So today, be free. Be free in Jesus. Not just on the 4th of July, but every day. Be free in Jesus. Free in your mind. Free. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I used to remember the old mothers in the church, they used to sing a song, I am free. This old mother used to sing, praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. It's just a blessing. My soul is resting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Huh? I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. It's just a blessing. My soul is resting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I was so blessed by your sermon last week, and I don't mean to repeat it, but it's just something that I think we need to really hold on to. The fact that we are no longer bound, and we don't ever want people to walk in here and walk out of here feeling bound, when we have a God that will that wants to free you of all your troubles. Amen? Life is hard. We know that. Life's going to be out there. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have all challenges. That's life. But we don't have to walk around bound. We don't have to walk around sad all the time. Amen? I'm someone, I need to practice my smile more because I don't smile all the time, and it's not because I don't want to, I'm just not thinking about it. But I need to, because, you know, we need to smile more often. Amen? And you know what will help us smile is when we think about the goodness of Jesus. When we think about the songs that they sang today, when we think about the words of those songs, when we think about the fact that I was, you know, I'm a sinner, I fall short, but God picks me up and God frees me of that, and he set me free. And who the Lord has set free is free indeed. No doubt about it. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing to be free. If you've ever been bound by anything or in any place, you know it's a blessing to be free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to walk around with a millstone around our neck, and we don't want to put that on others either. We want to let them know that by the grace of God go I. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And we can walk in victory, and we can run the race that he has given us. And when we're free, when our mind is free, when we are free, when we understand that we have been given liberty, then we can better hear when God is speaking to us. Amen? You ever experience when you're in a really good place, all of a sudden you can really hear God, and you can really hear what he has to say? Amen? But when you're burdened down with cares and burdened down with this and that, a lot of times you can't even, you turned them out, you turned them off. You can't even hear what he's saying because the connection's not clear. We have to walk in the freedom that God has given us. Amen? God frees us. He saves us. He wants us to live, not just exist. He wants us to live. He wants us to be present. He wants us to be walking and looking for his blessings everywhere we go. He wants us to be listening for his blessings everywhere we go. He wants us to have those kind of eyes. Don't just be looking for wrong all the time, but start looking for right. Amen? Start looking for right. Start looking for what's beautiful. Start looking for what God has done. Start looking at people the way God looks at people, because he looks past our faults and he sees our need. Amen? Start looking with those kind of eyes. God's eyes. Thank you. Understanding that, who are you? Amen? Glory to God. I thank God that today I can say I'm free. I'm not still trying to chase after that. You know, I just want to please God. Because he's been so good to me. Amen. You ever see a child that, and I don't know, I think I failed in this thing, but I'm closing. But I had a couple friends that grew up in the church, and they couldn't do nothing. I mean, they couldn't even play. They couldn't play game. You know, if they had a baseball, they had a game on a Sunday, they couldn't play. If they, you know, they were just. It was so strict and so. And I guess, you know, I probably wasn't strict enough. Amen? So there's balance, you know. But all I remember, and the reason why I wasn't as strict, is because those kids, as soon as they got old enough, man, they made up for all the years they couldn't do nothing. Amen? I mean, they just went buck wild by when they got a chance to, you know, to do that. And I said to myself, you know, sometimes you gotta let people live. You gotta let them make mistakes. You gotta let them so that they can learn, and you gotta let them experience things. Amen. So that they can see and realize how much they need you. Amen. So what I'm trying to say is that I just pray that we all understand the fact that we are free in Jesus, that we don't have to be bound by the law anymore because of the grace of God. Amen? And we need to walk in that and be thankful. Amen. And continue to give him praise, continue to give him glory, continue to give him honor, because he alone is worthy. Amen? Let us bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings. We pray that something has been said through your word today, Lord, that would bless your people, that we can walk out this door and we